Blog Talk Radio.
Good to be on tonight.
Yes, sir.
Are we ready?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
All right. Good evening to our radio audience, to all of those who have been invited and who chose to attend this radio broadcast tonight. This is the gospel radio broadcast of the Churches of Christ, and it is sponsored by a local congregation in the United States of America, the Darien Luke Church of Christ, located in Houston, Texas, USA. Once again, we have Brother Lewis Parker IV, the minister of the Darien Luke Church of Christ, as well as Brother Lewis Parker Jr., who is a minister of the Church of Christ in Dickinson, Texas, USA. We also have Brother James Johnson and myself, Brother Leroy Williams, co-ministers of the Par Addition Church of Christ in Wharton, Texas, USA. Tonight is a special broadcast. Every Thursday, we have a broadcast that's designed to engage our listening audience. We are requesting that those of you who are in attendance tonight will ask us some questions about your faith, the Bible, even questions about the things that you have heard us teach on this program. We're looking for souls who want to know what they need to do and what they need to know in order to serve God and be saved.
Amen.
This broadcast is about saving souls. That's what we as ministers on this broadcast are concerned about. We are concerned about spreading the word of God, teaching the gospel of God, salvation, to those who want to save their souls.
Amen.
We're looking for honest-hearted people. We're looking for people who, because they hear the word, will develop true faith in God's word.
Amen.
And be willing to obey it in order to be saved.
Amen.
So we want you to ask your question tonight. There is no question that should not be asked if it has to do with your soul salvation.
Amen.
We are asking for questions about faith, about religion, about morality. We're not interested in political questions because this is not a political forum.
Amen.
We are interested in questions that have to do with our spiritual relationship with God.
Amen.
So if you have a Bible question tonight, we want you to ask it. More importantly, we want to ask you some questions. We're looking for someone who's willing to volunteer to ask our question. And we have a question that we want you to contemplate. We want you to tell us, if you are a religious person, what religion are you worshiping in, and where did it come from? When we say where did it come from, who started, how did it get, is it in the Bible? We want someone to volunteer and answer our question for us tonight. Now listen, if you want to speak on this program, you want to ask a question, or you want to answer our question, we want you to push the number one dial on your keypad. If you're on this phone call, the phone number is 347-850-8256. If you call into the radio station program, once you get on the line, I want you to push number one on your phone. And our moderator, Brother Brian Brown of the West Ward Street Church of Christ in Texas City, Texas, USA, Brother Brown will cue you in so that you can speak on this broadcast and tell us what your answer is. We're looking for those who are in the Baptist Church, Catholic Church, Methodist Church, Pentecostal Church, Jehovah's Witness Church, Church of Christ, Lutheran Church, Episcopalian Church, Presbyterian Church, Mormon Church, Christian Scientist Church, Church of Scientology, all these churches, the Lakewood Church, the Potter's House Church, the Church Without Walls, every Missionary Baptist Church, St. Stephen, St. Paul, Mount Moriah, whatever church or religion that you serve, we'd like you to answer our question. Tell us, if you will, where did it come from? Who started it? When did it start? How did you become a part of it? We want to know, because we want to find out whether the Bible says that. At any rate, we also encourage you, ask us your question. We want to give you a Bible answer for your Bible question tonight. As we begin, let's take a pause, a moment to pause, and beseech the blessing of God and give thanks for this day. Let us pray. God, our most righteous and heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, who is God and our Savior, the everlasting Father of prophecy, Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. To you, O God, who is one God, we bow our hearts of faith in humility. We want to, first of all, say thank you, God. Thank you for our very life and existence. Thank you for our health and strength. Thank you for blessing us, dear God, with jobs, homes, and the things that we need to lead a good and a quiet life. Thank you, dear God, for Jesus Christ, who you came down, dear God, and you lived the life of a man, and you gave that human life for the souls of men, for the salvation of the souls of men, and that you died on the cross, your blood was shed, and now every man who wants to can obey the gospel of salvation and be redeemed from eternal damnation and hell by the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, dear God, for your saving gospel. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for the blessing of the forgiveness of sin when we have obeyed the gospel. Help us, dear God, as we teach tonight, to help those who are listening, men all around the world, even those who are on the computer website, on the internet. Help us, dear God, to help them to understand that unless we obey the gospel, we do not have the forgiveness of sin, nor do we have your spiritual favor. Grace is unearned favor from God. The only way we can receive grace is by obeying the gospel of Jesus Christ. And help us, dear God, to recognize that once we are under grace, it is required that we be faithful in order to receive the reward of eternal life in heaven.
Amen.
Help us, dear God, to understand the message and the importance of your gospel. We know that you wrote in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, that the gospel of Jesus Christ is your power to save everyone who believes. Thank you, dear God, for your saving grace. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we're looking for honest souls. We're looking for those who want to know. We're looking for those who desire eternal life in heaven. In the meantime, we warn you. We're here to warn the righteous and the unrighteous.
Amen.
That if you don't choose God, then you are condemned to eternity in hell.
Amen.
Eternity in pain and suffering. You see, this life will end one day, somehow, some way. But we will leave this mortal life, and then we will enter into eternity.
Amen.
Eternal life is because we are created in the spirit image of God.
That's it.
Our soul doesn't experience physical death. Our soul experiences physical, or rather spiritual life or spiritual death.
Amen.
If we don't live our physical life in the spirit, then when we die, we will suffer spiritual death for the second time. Sin is the cause of spiritual death, and you need to get rid of your sin.
Amen.
And Acts chapter 22 and verse 16, the Apostle Paul declared in his defense of his faith before the king that baptism washes away our sin.
Amen.
Listen to those who understand the obedience of the gospel, not merely the grace of the gospel, in that God provided a way for us to escape hell, but the obedience of the gospel.
Amen.
God requires that every man repent and turn to Jesus Christ.
That's it.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you've got a question, again, we want you to push number one on your telephone keypad. We want to hear your question so that we might give you God's answer.
Amen.
We want to know what you want to know about your salvation.
Mm-hmm.
As we begin tonight, I'm going to turn this broadcast over to the direction of Brother James Johnson, my co-minister,
mm-hmm.
who will bring us a lesson, an idea, a subject. And while we are speaking, if you have a question,
mm-hmm.
feel free to interrupt. You can ask your question at any time. We will stop teaching, and we will listen to and answer your question.
Amen.
At this time, we turn this broadcast over to the direction of Brother James Johnson, who is the co-minister of the Par Edition Church of Christ in Wharton, Texas, USA. Brother Johnson, you have the floor.
I want to thank Brother William once again for that presentation of the gospel of Jesus Christ and his prayer as well. There are so many folks in the world today, in the past, present, and in the future, has refused the word of God.
Amen.
They listen, but they won't obey. Some hear it time after time after time, and
yep.
still won't obey.
Amen.
And then we got some in the church, stay with it.
Amen.
They'll quit it. They'll get a little discouraged about it and say, well, all the churches belong to the Lord. Some little funny-made preacher come up and tell them all of that.
False teacher.
But the Bible nowhere says that.
Nope.
I want to tell you something. If the Lord spare us Sunday, I wish the whole world could hear it. What church do you belong to?
Amen. Amen.
It's a disgrace to say I belong to something that's not written in the Bible.
Nope.
I can't see it in the Bible. I look for your church, and I never find it. But when I look for the Lord's church, I can find it on the pages of inspiration.
Amen.
And Romans, the 16th chapter, verse 16, it says, salute one another with a holy kiss as the church of Christ salutes you. Now, that's right on the page, right there. You don't have to go no further. All you got to do is just read it.
Amen.
They're going to tell you that's what it says. It's not going to tell you something different or something else. But men say they love Jesus. Men say, I love God.
Yeah.
But they never turn from sin.
Mm.
It is a sad situation. The Bible teaches us to wake up out of our sleep. And then it tells us to put on Christ.
Amen.
Romans 13, verse 11 through 14. But we won't do it to save our own soul. We'll just do anything we want to do. And when death comes, then we want God to save us in that.
Yeah.
God cannot save you in death if you have not repented and obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You've got to be baptized for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 2, verse 38.
Yeah.
Jesus told the crowd that day. He didn't tell a few. He told millions that day.
Yes.
And only 3,000 responded. That is a sad situation. Millions could have been saved and took the world over. But Satan rolled up that ugly head. He was there too. And he knew what was going on.
Yes.
And yet people still won't obey. We got the same problem today. God has sent his preachers out. Now you go tell them.
Yes.
And they won't listen today. They get mad. All the churches belong to, you know, I always hear that word. All the churches belong to, even the devil churches belong to the Lord? Impossible.
Amen.
How can the devil churches belong to the Lord?
No.
The devil got many churches, all kinds of churches, and all kind of names, and all kind of titles, and all kind of labels. And men will just go walk right in the door into the trap.
Amen.
That's all it is to it, is a trap to keep you in there and never let you out. Because when you go down with it, you're going down in hell.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, you need to find out what church is in the Bible.
Yes.
The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4, beginning at verse 4 through 6, it says there's one Lord, one faith, one baptism.
Amen.
You got many people that say that you've got many baptisms.
Yeah.
But the Bible says only one.
Many faiths.
And many faiths. Mm-hmm. But the Bible still says one.
One.
And we want to have 10 and 15, all kind of faith. Don't make no difference what it is. But God said one through the Apostle Paul.
Amen.
He didn't say all these faiths and all of this and all of that. When we refuse to obey God, we just putting ourselves under a curse.
Yes.
We're not free from sin until we obey God's will.
Amen.
We are stuck in the middle, and we can't get out. We've got to come to Jesus. There was a man of the Pharisee named Nicodemus came to Jesus by night and said, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher that comes from God. No man can do these miracles except God be with him.
But
Jesus said, a man must be born again.
Yeah.
Nicodemus asked, how can a man be born again when he's old? Jesus said he got to be born of the water and of the spirit.
Yeah.
That's what he said he had to do. See, Nicodemus was all confused about born again. He was already born physical. He knew that part of it, but he wanted to know how could he be born again. He just dropped his line on, be born of the water and of the spirit.
Spiritual.
That's what you've got to be. If you're not born again, you're not in Christ. I don't care who you are or what you are. You've got to be in Christ Jesus to be born again.
Amen.
See, so many people want to be born again, but they won't let the Bible tell them. They want to argue and put up a defense. They want to do all kind of sins and all kind of things. And then when they get close to dying, they want God to say, well, can you pardon that sin? No, sir, and no, ma'am. God cannot pardon it if you will not obey him.
Repent.
You've got to repent. Repent. Well, repent all over the Bible.
Amen.
But men don't want to follow that.
Mm.
Men want to do what they want to do. One day, God's going to step through, and he's going to call all in account.
Amen.
And when we stand before him on our knees, we're going to wish we had a did what he said.
Amen.
See, we may walk around here all proud, chest sticking out, making a lot of money, doing this and doing that. The time is coming.
Yes.
Jesus will call it up.
Amen.
You can't save after death.
Amen.
After death, it's all over with. Either you in Christ or you on the outside. See, you as a Christian already have life. According to 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verses 1 through 6, you have it. Also in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, you have it.
Yes.
But you know what? If you don't stay with Christ, you can lose it.
Amen.
You got to follow the book. The book gives instruction how to be saved, how to stay saved. Problem in the Church of Christ, we don't know how to stay saved.
Yes.
We want to do it for a little while, and then, well, here we go. We can tell when you don't want to keep on doing it because you start dragging about it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Brother Johnson, I know you're telling me the truth, but we got to stay with it until we die. Yes, we got to stay with it until we die. The Bible says, be ye faithful unto death.
Amen.
Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. Now, I can't find why he said not be faithful at all. I can't read that in there, but I can read why he said be faithful unto death or into death. You see, let me show you something. So a lot of folks forget something. There's one thing we need to keep and remember. When we obey the gospel, we are to walk in the Spirit.
Amen.
You see, a lot of people don't want to walk in the Spirit no more. We want to walk in the flesh and claim that we got the Spirit.
Yeah.
But it don't work that way.
Amen.
You got to be in the Spirit every day. You know, John said in John, Revelation chapter 1, verse 10, he said, I am your brother and companion. I am in the Spirit on the Lord's day. He made a proclamation there. He was in the Spirit every day, really.
Amen.
But he didn't say every day. He made sure that we understood. We can understand what John's saying. All we got to do is just listen to the word. He was in the Spirit every day. He knew God didn't play no game, and we ought to know that today.
Now,
God don't play games with us. We need to be for real with God. If we're not, we need to get out the way.
Yeah.
Because we're blocking others from getting in.
Yeah.
Fooling around here and lose your soul, go to hell, you can't come out. Ladies and gentlemen, don't let nobody rob you of your salvation.
Amen.
You see, if you rob you of that, you're in trouble. God's word will stand and God's word will prevail. It's reliable. It's faith in God's word.
Amen.
Man cannot say man. Don't be depending on your preachers.
Amen.
Your preachers can lie just like the man in the world can lie. It's been proven throughout the generation. Clear back to Moses' days.
Yeah.
And Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 20 through 22, Moses talked about false teachers and false prophets. They were back there then.
Yeah.
And Deuteronomy 13, 1 through 5, he made another mention of it. There were false prophets and false gods and
among
false
the people.
The people were led away. Why? They didn't listen to God.
Mm-hmm.
We got folks today doing the same thing, leading people away from God. They're not leading them to God. They're leading them away. They're putting themselves out in front.
All right.
They are the God.
Mm.
And man don't read his Bible, but what you don't believe in? You don't believe in the man.
Yeah.
Because you don't believe in the book.
Amen.
See, the book is going to stay here. God is not going to take it away. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall stand. Matthew 24:35. Luke 21:33. 1 Peter 1:25. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8.
Yeah.
The Bible said it's going to be here. What are our problems? Our problem that we don't believe that.
Mm.
We think, let me tell you something. We can burn all the Bibles that we want. Guess what? God got the Bible too in heaven.
Amen.
We got the word in heaven. And Psalms 119, verse 89, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. So whatever you preach down here, you better make sure you preach in Christ.
Amen.
If
I'm
you're
heaven.
Not, you going to hell.
Amen.
You got a lot of folks ain't preaching Christ. Oh, they got the Bible, but they ain't preaching Christ.
Yes.
They preaching themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They preaching Satan. and all of that foolishness, because Satan ain't nothing but a liar.
Yeah.
Ain't no truth in John chapter 8, verse 44.
Yes.
Ain't no truth in. Don't even believe nothing he says.
Amen.
Don't even listen to him. Don't even listen to his preachers.
Amen.
No, they lying too. You know, you
Amen.
Can. Let me show you an example. Brother William, you can go to a funeral and you can stop that false preacher before he starts talking.
Yes.
But the first thing he'll fall out of his mouth, oh, so and so was sure a good person.
All right.
He didn't say he was that obeyed God. He was a good person.
Yeah.
Good people are going to hell.
Amen.
Outside of Christ.
Amen.
They going to hell on the outside. Why? Because they haven't surrendered to Christ.
Amen.
They haven't obeyed the gospel.
Amen.
And 1 Peter chapter 1, beginning at verse 22, he says, seeing you have purified your soul by obeying the truth through the spirit of the unfreed love of the brethren. You haven't obeyed God, and you know you haven't obeyed God, and yet you'll sit there and don't do nothing about it.
Mm.
I've been to many, Brother William, and a lot of people. I've been to them in the churches of Christ and out of the churches of Christ, and they don't do nothing about it. They're sick, and when you go to a funeral of the churches of Christ, you got a lot of folks that's not members of the church of Christ. They get up, start running all over the place. Why does preacher got to preach like that? Because God says preach the gospel. He did not say preach a funeral.
Amen.
That's what it's all about. It's about saving those who are alive. The man that's laying in the casket, there ain't nothing you can do for him. If he didn't get right before he left here, he ain't going to get right after death.
Amen.
A lot of folks doing it the wrong way. We got people, you know, the Bible said rejoice for the hour alarm go home. We ought to be rejoiced, but you know, we'll sit there and start whining and crying and making all kind of faces. He's going home to his father. He's going home to his new home. He got a better home up there than he do down here. But we start crying. Why? But he should have been crying while he was living, because you know what he was going through while he was living. But he's gone now.
Yes.
We ought to be rejoiced, but we think we're taking backwards.
Hmm.
The Bible tells us these things, and we don't listen to God all the time. We think we're getting away with it. But God's going to bring it into judgment.
Amen.
He said, I'm going to bring everything into judgment, every idle word you speak or say. So you better speak right.
Amen.
You better speak the truth.
Amen.
You listen up, ladies and gentlemen, all over the world. You better speak the truth, and you better obey the truth. Because if you die in your sin, you had it. You can't go where Jesus at. John chapter 8, verse 21 through 24.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go where Jesus at.
Amen.
You die in sin? No, sir. The Bible says in Luke chapter 13, verse 3 and 5, he tells us right there, repent or perish.
Amen.
Repent or perish. There ain't no skipping that. He's just telling you what he said. He said, repent or perish. He said in verse 5, repent or perish.
Amen.
That's what you're going to do. If you don't repent, you're going to perish anyway. The world is perishing, Brother William. And 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 12, he says, men will perish away from here.
Yes.
Why? Because they won't obey God.
Amen.
That's what they're doing. They're perishing.
Amen.
Look at the world. Look at people around you. Just take a look all around. When you're riding your trucks, cars, or whatever you're riding on, watch how people die.
Yes.
People are dying, leaving planet Earth, and already in hell, just going straight to the fire. It's all over with. Ain't no hope, ain't no help for them. You ain't no sense you getting on your knees for nothing that can't be done.
All right.
Ain't no sense we doing none of that. You cannot pray nobody out of hell.
Amen.
He go there and stay there, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in heaven. He's rejoicing with his God, and he's safe there.
Amen.
The devil can't reach him, and you can't reach him either. Until your time go up there or go down one. God has set this program up. All God said, I gave you the book. Get in it. Put your head in the book.
Man.
Don't be walking around here all stiff-necked like the Jews were in Acts the 7th chapter, beginning at verse 47 through 49. He said he called them, you stiff-necked, uncircumcised you. Why do you always resist the Holy Spirit? Why? You know why? Because you didn't believe in it.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is God.
Amen.
And we don't believe in it. But we do, Brother William, we will obey the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit is running this business. What you mean the Holy Spirit running the business? The Holy Spirit is God, ain't it?
Yeah.
So he's running the business.
Amen.
He's running his business.
Yeah.
And if you his child, he's running your business.
Amen.
And if you ain't none of his child, he's running your business. The devil is running your business.
Amen.
And the devil running right on to hell.
Here is the devil.
The devil don't care nothing about it. You know what? That's a sad situation, Brother William. We'll follow Satan all the way to the grave.
Yeah.
That's just sad. We'll do everything we want to do. We'll commit adultery, fornication, lying, stealing, backbite, hating of God, hypocrisy.
Yep.
We'll do it all.
Murder.
Do everything we want to follow the devil and still gonna go to hell on top of it.
Yeah.
But when it comes to following Christ, we get mad, sad, unhappy, and turn Christ's hand loose.
Excuse me.
Let me tell you something. Show you an example. Yesterday was raining heavy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
People couldn't hardly come, no worship. All they made excuses. But let him want to go to a nightclub or a grocery store or any place he want to go, he'll drive through water.
Hot water.
Hot water can't call, Brother William.
Yeah.
And won't say a word. But when it comes to the Lord, oh God, here you go. You can tell me you don't want to go, Brother William. Here you go. Birthday party. Oh God. And then if you call him, brother, you come to worship tonight. Oh God, it's raining out there, brother. But they didn't want to go to the grocery store. One day go to the liquor house. They didn't go to the place by getting cigarettes at. He ain't got no problem with that.
Mm.
He can go just as plain as day, get in his car, and then get back in his car and go home and do whatever he's going to do. But when it comes to God's house or God's people, he got an excuse. But guess what? He ain't going to have no excuse at the judgment seat.
No man.
He ain't going to have no excuse. He's in bad shape then. He's going to be crying and whining. And it's going to be all over with. God ain't going to hear it then.
Judgment, not mercy.
No mercy at all. In James chapter 2, and verse numbers 12 and 13, God said, I won't show no mercy then.
Mm-hmm.
I'm showing it now to you. Why don't you get in? But you won't get in. So when you die, no more mercy for you.
Over.
It's all over with that day.
Amen.
You can't call your mama. You can't call your daddy. You can't call your grandpa and your grandmother and your aunts and uncles. You going to face God on your own.
Amen.
Your mom and daddy, grandma and grandpa, they going to face God on their own.
Amen.
There ain't going to be no excuse then. We're going to hear what God got to say. And even one word God can say to all of us, either come up or go to hell.
Amen.
That's on the list.
Amen.
Ain't no talking about, well, I would do this and I would have did that, Lord. But I didn't understand. Yes, you did. You understood what I said. All you had to do is pick up my word and be faithful to it. But you said no. You wouldn't assemble with the saints.
All right.
You know, we got some in the church, Brother William. This is an excuse on Saturday. Well, I ain't got but one day off on my job. That's why you ought to be at where God is.
Amen.
If you ain't got but one day off, go to worship. Show God that you love him.
Amen.
That's how God knows you love him.
Amen.
If you go to worship him. The Bible says, forsaken not the assembly of ourselves together as the day approaches. We take it back. We forsake assembly and don't care about going to the assembly.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. We don't care about going to no assembly. God says, forsaken not the assembly.
Don't forsake.
Don't forsake it. Brother William, I can't work with God by myself on Sunday.
No. Nope.
I got to be with the saints.
Amen.
He said, all of us come together.
Assembly.
And we said, well, I stay at home and read my Bible. You know, I can read it better here. You still sinning.
Forsaking the assembly.
God said, all of us to come together somewhere.
Two or more.
And
Amen.
We don't even do it.
That's one.
Some of us sit at home all day. We'll sit at home all the week. and we ain't got no job. And then you know what we're doing, brother? We're thinking how to feed. Yes, sir. We thinking how to feed. We don't pick up the Bible at all. We don't pick it up for 7 days. It's right there, brother. 6 days, we don't pick it up. We claim we don't want to worship. And now we done got to practice, brother. We showing up in the body.
Yeah.
We're not showing up in the spirit.
Not in the spirit.
See, when you show up in the spirit, you're going to be happy that day.
Amen.
You're going to be glad to go worship God.
Your soul.
And praise God.
Amen.
But your soul is in the flesh. We rejoicing in the flesh and still going to hell on top of the flesh.
Yeah.
Tell them about it.
Amen.
The Bible is right.
Yeah.
You see what the Bible says? The Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 8, verse 1 and 2, he tells us right there, that therefore there's no condemnation to them that are in Christ.
Amen.
He's telling us that right now. But you know what, brother? We don't want to hear that.
Who walk
after the what?
Spirit.
After the spirit, not the flesh.
Amen.
We are walking out the flesh and walk in the Lord's house and never repent, Brother William. They you know what, brother?
Amen.
They can miss 4 or 5 Sundays and never repent.
Amen.
Why
Amen.
Then we got some walking late and they know they're wrong. They won't repent. They won't say nothing. Just sit down in the seat and look at each other and grinning and sniggling. They think they're doing God a favor.
Yes.
And they send their own soul to hell.
Amen.
Huh? Bible is right. And we know it's right, brother. But we don't care no more. I don't care what Brother Joshua preached. He ain't talking to me. I do what I want to do. I'm grown. Okay. Keep on thinking you grown. Thinking you all right with God. And fool around there and die and see.
Nice.
God says, you look at some of the things in the book of Acts. I think about it in the book of Luke and different books, and I look at these folks that just died, like the rich man died in the 12th chapter of Luke.
Yeah.
He was planning on building his barns up, Brother William.
Living forever.
And he said, I 6 times, and the Lord looked at it. The Lord just looking at it. He waiting on him to just go off. And then he said, I'm going to tear down these bars and build me some new ones. But the Lord said, thou fool. Oh, Lord, have mercy. But the Lord calls you to come on out. He said, thou fool. Thou soul is required of thee this night.
Amen.
That man was lost, Brother William. He didn't call on God for nothing. It has God, but God, if it be your will, I'll build me some new bars. He said, I'm like that. He forgot about God just that quick.
Amen.
Ananias and Sapphira is another example. They forgot about God. They lied to the people and said they stole a part of the land. And guess what? Peter exposed them right there by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
He said, you didn't lie to me. You lied to the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit is God, which is Jesus Christ. And guess what? They died on the spot.
Amen.
And he went to hell on the spot.
Right then.
You see, you can't play with God like that.
Amen.
Huh? You tell God you're going to be there Sunday, you better be trying to make your way to the door.
Yeah.
Get that to the assembly. Wherever the church meet at. If it meet outside, get there.
Amen.
Get the line with the church. Huh?
Amen.
You got folks today that don't want to do what God says. But, God's taking a lot of folks up out of here.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, he's taking them up out of here, brother. You can just see the funeral home get built up.
Huh?
They call God. I'll get you. I'll get you.
Amen.
If you do wrong, I'm going to punish you forever.
Amen.
Chapter 1-4, chapter 1-11.
Yes, sir.
God said if you sin it, you keep on sinning, you're dying in sin and going to hell on top of that.
Amen.
Amen.
Better listen to God's ministers that's telling you what the Bible says. We're going to tell you what God says, whether you believe it or accept it or not.
Amen.
We're still going to tell you about hell.
Yeah.
We're going to tell you
Amen.
About the 1-3.
Yeah.
Because folks need to know. The folks think they're in the right church, Brother William, and died and going to hell on top of that. Funeral home don't care about you nowhere. All they want is their money, and they put you in the earth, and the banks don't follow you.
Amen.
And the folks don't follow you because you can't take none of that money with you.
Naked.
Amen.
Brother William, to be naked at the judgment seat.
Amen.
Huh? A sad thing. You ain't got your garments on.
No.
You haven't put on Christ.
Amen.
In Galatians chapter 3 and verse 27 says, for many of you been baptized into Christ have put on Christ.
Amen.
If you haven't put him on, you're going to hell.
Naked. Amen.
Make it to the J-Bone, you used to say.
Amen.
Ain't got nothing on. Just standing there with nothing on. And God looking at you, making it. He said, cover it up.
Amen.
That's what he's telling you to do. Brother Parker, he said, cover it up.
Amen.
Yeah.
We won't do it. He said, cover it up, Brother William, and we won't do it.
Put on my righteousness.
Huh? You don't put on your righteous garment. God said, I'll expose you. And when God exposes you, boy, you in trouble.
Judgment
is down. People don't want to put on the garment of Jesus Christ. How long do we got to keep on telling you the same thing over and over? It's going to keep coming and keep coming, and we're going to keep telling you and keep telling you. You're going to have to do it God's way.
True.
Every day you should have on your garments. Don't put them on at all. Just keep on repenting and keep on worshiping God. Keep on reading his book. Stay with the word of God.
Amen.
Have a reward for you if you do what he tells you.
Yes.
You got to do what he say.
Amen.
You can't get away with it. The Bible tells me in John 5:31, God is not sinners, but they that be a worshiper and do his will. God don't hear a man just getting down on his knees, and he never, ever did his will. See, God looking at you when you get down there, and your prayers don't even go above your head. Why? Because you haven't repented and been baptized into Jesus Christ. That's why he's going to give you the whole ball after your prayer. He said in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 12, he said, I hear the prayers of the righteous,
but
I turn my face against those that doeth evil.
Amen.
If you are evil and claiming Christ, you're going to hell for that.
Amen.
You can't get away with sin. The Bible tells me in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 3 through 5, he said, there's no sin in Christ. So you better come out of sin and get it right before you die.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
I don't care who you are. Get it right today. It's a sad world we're living in, Brother William, and
sending
you to go to hell. They think it's a good time down there. They don't realize that Satan gonna burn everything up and himself with them.
Yeah.
And you know what? Satan gonna make a mention of it. I believe he's gonna make a mention. Why didn't you obey God? You had a chance. Why didn't you believe what he said? You had a chance.
Yeah.
And they ain't got no answer.
Hmm.
Ooh, Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
I ain't got no answer.
Yeah.
I'm already messed up.
Oh, yeah. Eternally
in hell. And then people get mad because we preach hell. We preach hell to pull you out of hell.
Amen.
Not to preach you in hell, but pull you out of hell.
Amen.
Jude chapter 1 and verse 23. We're pulling you, trying to pull you out of the fire. Some people don't have the spirit, Brother Will, that claim to be in the church of Christ.
Amen.
The Bible says it. Why they don't have it? You know why? Because the spirit has left them because of sin.
Yes. Yeah. Sin.
That's why they don't have it.
Sin.
And Psalms 125 and verse 3 tells me something right there. If you walk away from God, it's all over anyway.
Amen.
It's over there. If you just walked away from the Creator
who
saved your soul, and you choose to walk in sin. Sin is darkness, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
It's death behind it. Soon you walk away, you already dead.
Yeah.
Dead in sin.
Amen.
You can't get back in if you don't repent.
Must.
You got to repent.
Amen.
But you know what, Brother Will? In Hebrews chapter 6, verses 4 through 6, it says, Saul, we can't renew back to God. Why? because they've gone too far.
Yes.
We can't pray for them either.
Nope.
Prayer won't help them, Brother Parker,
nope.
because they done went
yeah.
too far. Jeremiah chapter 7 and verse 14 tell me that.
Hard hearted.
The hearts are hard like rocks.
Yep.
And you can't do nothing for them. You can preach all day long, too. And they just sit there like a statue.
Won't repeat.
Won't repent. Won't say, God, have mercy on me. Forgive me of my sin. I need help. They won't say it.
Nope.
They want to find you. Say all kind of vicious things.
Resist.
And resist God
they
and
resist
follow the
truth.
Devil.
Amen. And resist the truth.
Amen.
Oh, mind is winding up.
Yes.
We think it ain't going to happen. Look what God is to do. Just keep looking out there at the world.
Watch.
Watch as well as pray. Ah, hello.
Amen.
Watch as well as pray.
You don't know.
Oh, God, I mean,
amen.
He's on his way. We just keep looking for God. Please believe what the Bible says. Don't turn your back on God.
Amen.
If you do, I feel sorry for you.
Well,
because hell going to lift up your eyes. And you going to look just like that. Luke, the 16th chapter, began at verse 19 through 31. He was looking up, and the poor man was looking down.
All right.
Because he was looking at Abraham's bosom. And he didn't have no regrets.
Nope.
He went straight on up to Abraham's bosom.
Yeah.
The rich man had sweat. Because he looked at that body down there. He was looking at his soul down there in hell.
Yeah.
Oh, look what I done now, and I can't get out. Since let Lazarus stick his finger in some water to cool my heart some. That man was in torment. You got my torment. A headache, you go get you some pills. A Tuesday, you go get it pulled. But fire that's in hell, you can't put it out.
Nope.
With water. Huh?
No relief.
No relief at all. Because there's pain and you're suffering and you're aching and you're crying and
forever.
You can't do nothing about it.
Forever.
Forever, forever, and ever. It'll never end. It'll never end. Just think about it. It'll never end, ladies and gentlemen. Brothers, what I'm telling you, it won't end. God knows what he's doing when he said that. He knows what he did when he had to do. He showed us an example. He said, now look what I showed you. Now, do you believe me? I'll do you the same way if you don't repent.
Amen.
Amen.
Repentance better stay in your vocabulary.
Amen.
Because if it don't, one sin can keep you out of heaven.
One.
Romans the 6th chapter and verse 23, for the wages of sin is death.
Amen.
But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. To get into Jesus Christ, come out of Baptist churches, come out of Methodist churches, come out of Catholic churches,
amen.
Come out of Jehovah's Witness churches,
amen.
Come out of Christian Science churches,
amen.
But come out
amen.
Of them because there ain't no salvation in them.
No.
Salvation is only in Christ Jesus. Acts 4:12. Neither is there salvation in any other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
Amen.
Philippians chapter 2, God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name.
In heaven.
And in earth.
Amen.
Oh, God got the answer, Brother William.
Yep.
He's telling them to come out.
Amen.
He said, come out from among them. They're not teaching it right. Get away from them kind of people.
Oh,
because they're going to hell anyway.
Amen.
Amen. You following the wrong one. Follow Christ, not man, not M-A-N.
Amen.
Follow Christ. Christ
Amen.
Is the head. Christ is the head of the church. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23 through 25. He says, the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. And the savior of the body. Baptist can't save. Catholic can't save. Jehovah's Witness can't save. Presbyterian can't save. Nothing this can say.
Amen.
So who can say Christ?
Yes.
Amen.
We already put it in the book. See, there it is. The evidence is in the book. But we want to go all over the world trying to find a church to get into. All you got to do is repent and be baptized in the Christ. And the Lord adds you to the church that day.
Obey the God.
You ain't got to wait next week. See, some of these churches, they tell you, well, believe and then get baptized for place membership. That ain't what the Bible teaches.
Nope.
You don't place no membership there. You already in Christ the day you obey the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Don't join.
Amen.
Don't join the church. They don't say nothing about that in the Bible.
Nope.
And we got folks today joining everything but the right thing.
Amen.
You know, they got a church of their own.
Yeah.
Huh? Everybody got. And we got some of our brethren adopting that idea. This is my church, Brother William. This is my church, Brother John. I don't want to be in your church.
Amen.
I want to be in the church that belongs to Christ, that's
Amen.
Running it right.
Amen.
See, Christ's going to run his church right. He got men that will stand on the word.
Yeah.
You got no witnesses up in the churches of Christ like that. When Christ told the apostles to go preach the gospel, he didn't tell them to establish them a church. He did not go get you a church established. He didn't tell them that. He said, go preach the gospel. I take it from there. I'll do the adding to the church.
Amen.
That's who adds you to the church.
Amen.
Christ, not the apostles or prophets.
Amen.
Not preachers today either.
Nope.
And you got so many, ooh, just mess this thing up, Brother Will. That's why we got to go to the Bible. That's the reason why I preach Christ.
Oh,
because we got too many false brethren in the church, Brother Parker. They're not listening to the word of God.
Yes.
They want to teach everything but the word of God. The Apostle Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 4, beginning at verse 1, he said, I charge you them before God. Preach the word, be in season, out of season, rebuke, exhort, and all long suffering and doctrine. But the time will come, Brother Will, they will not endure sound doctrine, but have the itchy ear turning on the fable. That already in the church of Christ today.
Amen.
And we don't want to hear it. The truth is in the clock.
Amen.
The Bible says it, and we get mad. I don't care what you say, Brother John. And we get so mad, now we want to almost shoot you for it. Almost want to stand in the back for it.
Yeah.
Want to cuss you out for it.
Yeah.
Want to talk about your people for it.
Yeah.
Want to talk about your wife and your children for it.
Yeah.
Why? Because it is the truth, and the truth will make the man free. John chapter 8, verse 31 and 32, Jesus said to them Jews that believe in him, he said, if you continue in my word, you are truly my disciple, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 14, verse 6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by me. In John 17, 17, he said, sanctify them through thy word. Thy word is truth. Can't tell thy truth, Brother William. We try to be smart, but we're foolish.
Yeah.
You ain't smart in God. I don't care if you went 9 years of college. You don't know, if you don't know this book, at the judgment, you're going to hell for that too.
Yeah.
But God told you what to do.
Yeah.
God said, preach the word. He tell you to go to college for a book. He tell you to get another book. He said, preach the word, Brother William. What is our mind on today? We don't want to preach the word, Brother Parker. We want to preach philosophy and foolishness.
Yeah.
The Bible says, preach the word. Paul put it in there by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is running this business. The Holy Spirit is God and Jesus Christ all wrapped up in the one.
Amen.
And we don't want to hear that. We want to get mad and swell up and bust and puff and cuff and knock knees out of joint and get mad and bust heads upside the wall and think we small. I know this. I know the computer way. I don't care what computer you've been on. The Bible has the answer. God made it plain and simple in Job chapter 38, 35. And when he made the telephone, when Alexander Graham came out with the machine, the telephone and all that stuff,
telegraph,
God already knew about it. Just like in Isaiah 60 and verse 8, God knew about the airplane.
Yeah.
I can go down the list with all those, but I read the Bible to find out what God already had set up before man even thought about it. God asked Job, where were you at when I set the mountains up? Where were you at when I set this earth up? Where were you at? You wasn't nowhere around.
Man.
I said that before you got here. Now you going to tell me more than I know. How?
Impossible.
It's possible. God already let me set it up.
Amen.
God set it up before you got there. Man needs to go back to the book. Like Nehemiah said in Nehemiah chapter 3 verse 1 and Nehemiah chapter 8. and verse 1 through 18. We can go back and find out what God said about this situation.
Trust God.
Trust God in His Word.
Amen.
And Jeremiah chapter 22 and verse 25, he said, "Oh, earth, hear the word of the Lord." He's about to preach you.
Amen.
As Romans 10:17, so faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Oh, you got to hear the word, Brother Will, not some man thinks he all about.
Amen.
In Revelation chapter 2 and verse 7, he said, let the Spirit guide you. You hear what the Spirit got to say.
Amen.
The Spirit is the word.
Amen.
That's what he said to do. In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, he tell you right there. He says, at some black time, God spoke through the Father by the prophet. But he speaks through his Son last day.
That's it.
It's all over with.
Amen.
Time to change the book. Leave the book alone if you're not going to preach it.
Amen.
Preach the word.
Yeah.
Be ready. Amen. All the time. Men don't want to hear it. You just keep on preaching it.
Amen.
Just keep on preaching till you bust the head wide open. Jeremiah 23 and verse 28 and 32, he said, the word is like a hammer.
Yeah.
Just busting open. He said, he that tells a dream, let him tell a dream. But he that has my word, Brother William, Brother Parker, Brother Brown, Brother Parker, Brother Robert, he said, speak it faithfully.
Amen.
Speak the word faithfully.
Yes.
Amen.
Don't be playing with it. Speak it faithfully. God has given it to you to speak it faithfully. Who don't like it, that's their problem.
Just
keep on preaching the word of God. That's what we're talking about. If you're not going to preach it, then get out the pulpit and sit your rump on a stump. Because you're not doing what God told you to do. Oh, we got a lot of folks need to hear the word.
Word of God.
I'm telling you what God said tonight.
Amen.
God is just true as He was. The Spirit of God is right here in the book. The Bible tells me in John 4 and 24, God is a spirit.
Spirit.
Worship Him. Worship Him in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
If you ain't got the spirit, brother, you ain't got the truth.
No way.
You got to have both.
Huh?
You can't separate them. They both come together as one package.
The word is
true. Yeah.
The word is true, and it is truth in the word.
Amen.
The devil is a liar.
Amen.
He's a liar. He'll never have truth in it.
No,
we'll follow him anyway. That's pitiful.
We'll
follow
something
that don't have truth. No truth. No truth at all. When he speaks, the Bible says he speaks
a lie.
Now, you go tell me now. We have told you what the Bible said tonight. I give a chance to Brother Parker to speak tonight.
Amen.
Your turn, Brother Parker.
Yes, Lord. You know something? As we continue to read the Bible and study the Bible and see it right now, that's why Paul told us to study, to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, but one that can rightly divide the handle of truth. Go back in our Bibles and we look. And we have initiated this chapter. We're in Romans 1 now and starting at verse 22. Then we're explaining what is happening right now in our nation, cities. Professing themselves to become wise, they became fools. And when we look at our nation right now, we've become a bunch of fools in America for those that embrace the so-called rights of this nation. We were given the authority for a man to marry a man. Amen? And so they allow two men to walk down the streets holding hands and kissing, one with a dress and one with pants on, and two women walking down the streets and carrying on kissing, going checking in the hotels, motels, Holiday Inns, all kinds of foolishness. Then they got a right, according to the government here in America, to legally marriage to each other. And they are marrying. And then they got a right to children. Amen.
Yep.
It is totally pathetic. Amen. Thinking themselves become wise. We have become fools in this nation.
Amen.
We change the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like unto corruptible man.
Yeah.
And the birds and four-footed beasts and then even and creeping things. Amen. Now you got men and women marrying dogs. Well, they don't marry them, but they put them in the bed with them, and they having sex with the dogs and anything else that they want to bring up in there. Amen. It is totally pathetic when we think about it. And they've quit putting it on television like they used to when it first started happening. But it's all kind of holistic stuff going on in America right now. And the so-called ministers, they don't want the Bible. They might say a word or two out of the Bible. And they'll go up in their so-called pulpits and things and open up the Bible and say a word or two out of there. But he talks to them and make them feel good. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And they can do anything they want to do. Our nation is totally on the way to hell now. We got everything going on. You hear very little about all of the drugs and stuff that's going on now, all of the prostitution that's going on now, all about the drugs and everything now. It has quietened down when making people think that we're still the greatest nation. The enemy is in the camp right now laughing at us, running a lot of our businesses and corner stores and just laughing because they know our days are numbered. And sometimes, if you're listening now, go by one of these corner stores with some of those foreigners that are there and get to know them well and talk to them. And they will tell you, just like many have told me, listen, y'all doing the same thing that we did when we fell. Some of the great eastern countries years ago from doing some of the same things that we are doing now. Amen? And preachers are preaching in these churches for the money. They're not preaching the gospel. There's only one church in the Bible, and that church is the Church of Christ. And Paul told us in 2 Timothy chapter 4 to preach the word against them in season, out of season. Reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come that men will not endure sound doctrine, but heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn their ears away from the truth and be turned unto fable. There are many churches now, and not but one church in the Bible, but there are many churches of Christ now doing that right now. They don't want to hear that sound doctrine. Amen. I was fired at several churches years back preaching there, and they were doing a whole bunch of foolishness in there. I didn't realize it was that deep. And so they fired me, amen. That's crazy. You know, in one church I was preaching at, and they called a meeting one Sunday on me, and they got to talking to them and everything. So what I did, I came back that evening with my resignation and gave it to them and didn't preach that evening and left, amen. See, people don't want to hear the gospel. Why are you up there telling them about it? Amen. He told us, 2 Timothy 4, to preach the what word? Preaching when they like it, preaching when they don't like it. Keep reproving them, rebuking them, exhorting them with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come, Paul said, and normally it will come, but it's here now. That men will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust, heap to themselves teachers, having itch in ears. And you know some of the best thing that happened? For some of those young men to get the good jobs and big money and everything, go to college and they're educated in the Bible, but they know to go there and make the people feel good. Amen? You know, many of the young preachers that went to colleges, amen, Christian colleges even, come out and they just in it for the money because they got a degree. Amen? And they're in there to make the money. Amen? You know, years back, you didn't need a degree to preach. All you needed was to know the Bible. 2 Timothy chapter 4, the Bible says, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them with all long suffering and doctrine, for the time will come, and we're in an age right now, that men will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust, their own desires, heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn their ears away from the truth and be turned unto fables. Got a lot of lying Church of Christ preachers in pulpits, but in the world of church, they've always been lying. Amen. Because the more you can lie to them, the more people gonna give. The more they gonna come, because all they wanna do is come to feel good. Even in the one true church in the Bible, the Church of Christ, got a lot of guys go get those degrees and everything, and they come in there and they want that money coming, so they're just going to talk a whole lot of definitions of big words in the Bible and everything. Amen? We've got to understand, he said, preach the word of Christ. Amen? And you got to hear the word, believe it, repent of your sins, confess Christ, and be baptized. And that's tough to preach when you preach it right. Amen? Well, you said if you got to hear it, we got to preach the Bible, the doctrine of Christ. And sins are mentioned in the Bible. You know you got some whoremongers in the church, amen. Some liars in the church, amen. Some jailbirds in the church. Amen. You got some drunkards, some crackheads, and everything else in the church. You got to preach the word and let folk know what you know, that God knows what you're doing. Amen. And make help them to convert themselves. See, the word of God has the power to convert. Amen. And people, you can convert a whole lot of people. Amen. You can convert, preach the gospel. I remember years ago, and I keep saying that over and over and over again. I ran a gospel meeting and baptized over 200 people. Amen? That will happen when you preach the gospel of Christ. I baptized many people, period. And that is why you preach the gospel. If you can't do that, you better go sit your rump down somewhere. Amen? A lot of them young boys and men today are in the Church of Christ, telling the people what they want to hear so that they can make some money. Amen? It's not about that. Preaching is not a job. Amen? People ought to help you or even take care of you. But you're not in it, amen, for the money only. Amen? And we got a lot of our ministers in it for the money and the honeys too. Amen?
All right.
We got to stop all that foolishness in the Church of Christ. There's only one church in the Bible. Amen?
Yeah.
And we were commanded out of the Bible what to do. Amen? We got to live right. Bible is an acronym. Basic instructions before leaving earth. And if you're in the pulpit, you got to follow the basic structure that's in there. And Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 4, he said, preach the word, amen. It's in the Bible.
Amen.
Read the word. Some guys go to college and everything. I've gone to college and everything like that, but I didn't come out of there trying to talk to you about the definition of certain words and what they meant and where they came from. No, no, no. When you're in the Bible, it is instructed on you what to do. The word, tell them what that means. Amen. The Bible is there with instructions of how not to go to hell. Amen? And folks don't want you to say hell up in the pulpit. I've been approached several times about preaching on hell. That's a good sermon. I've always told you about this sermon, and many of us need to go back and preach it again because things are getting tough. Amen?
Yeah.
What in hell do you want? Amen?
All right.
You can use it if you want to. What in hell that it is that you want? You can either, but the one of the most powerful is, what in hell do you want? And that you mean all of us. I'm in the pulpit because I'm preaching the gospel because I don't want nothing in hell myself. Paul commanded us, 2 Timothy chapter 4, preach the word, be instant in season when they like it, out of season when they don't like it. Keep reproving them, rebuking them, exhorting them with all long-suffering and doctrine. We're in the age now. The time has come that men will not endure sound doctrine. Amen. You go to preacher church, they don't have a preacher. They give a lot of guys trials. They want the one that's going to tell them what they want to hear and preach like they want them to preach. No, the churches of Christ started throughout the world with men just preaching doctrine. Some were beaten and everything else. I know in my home church, they beat one guy there. I was a little child up in the church, and they whipped him one time. Amen. And many other churches were whipping them and everything, kicking them out of the parsonages and everything else. Because those doctrinal preachers preach the word. Many of them didn't have home.
Yeah.
That's why they had the churches had a home for people to see in when they come there. And see, they control your whole life. Many of them did. But there were those of them that got preachers preaching even more because they wanted the truth. Amen. They kick some of them out the parsonages and everything else, family and all. They could care less. But there were other churches of Christ that would help them with some monies and somewhere to move, food and everything else. We got to understand in this generation, don't be giving in to a church. Amen. If they're wrong,
well,
if they don't want the doctrine preached. I was told one time, you don't need to preach on hell no more. What are you talking about? Why are you here? If you're in the Church of Christ to stay out of hell. And some people come to church and do what they want to do. Them youngsters and the older ones was coming in there, still high from last night, smoking dope and everything else like that. Amen. I used to shake hands at the back door. Some of them, I smell that dope and stuff on them, alcohol on them. I call them in the office and talk with them, amen, counsel them, and everything else like that. A lot of them, several of them left the church, amen. Well, if you want to go to hell, that's good. If I know and you let me know you want to go to hell, all right, go to hell, amen, because you don't want to hear this kind of talk nor preaching, amen. Amen. If you're a preacher, you guys that are only with me now, you've heard me say it many times, get that subject. What in hell do you want? It's got to be something down there. If you sit out there smoking that dope and homemongering and fornicating and carrying on like that out there on the streets all night long, on the weekends up in the club drinking and carrying on, acting a fool, amen. What in hell do you want? Now, prove it. And you don't know how many other people might want to go with you. Amen? But I can't find it nowhere in the Bible. In hell, they drinking, smoking dope. Amen? And having a good time, committing fornication and everything else. If that ain't in hell. Everybody that's going to hell going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth eternally. Amen? Eternal is a long time, isn't it? Weeping and gnashing of teeth and burning up eternally. You don't get burnt out, but you be burning, screaming, hollering, gnashing of teeth and everything in hell eternally. But now you can look at the television and even in some of our churches of Christ, preachers don't too much preach on hell. We got too many preachers in the Church of Christ. Well, I went to college and learned how to preach and everything, and they paid me good. Amen. They paid me big money and everything like that. So I got to do like they want me to do, that I can keep my job. Preaching is not a job. Amen. And when you as a paid servant, you got the wrong idea about the minister. The Bible, 2 Timothy 4, explains preaching as preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them with all suffering and doctrine. For the time will come, and it's here now, that men will not endure sound doctrine. They're gonna fire you. And he just somebody that's going to come tell them what they want to hear. And these colleges and stuff and others that know they're coming in, tell them what they want to hear. All they got to do is finish their sermon with HBRCB. Hear the word, believe the word, repent of your sins, confess Christ, and be baptized. Amen? But don't convert them. Our churches are full of unconverted people. Amen?
Yeah,
and what we got to do is the Bible told us to preach the word and convert the people. Amen? Preach the besides you converting them. He said, preach the what?
Word.
You got the Bible. And when you preach the word strongly and preach it righteously, you convert people. Amen? So when you get up there and just tell them what they want to hear, and then tell them they just got to be baptized or whatever and everything, and you so soft and so sweet to them and so nice to them and everything like that, yeah, they do. You're doing just like the world of preachers. All you want to do is get them in there, and then once they get in there and they think they're saved and you ain't told them the truth or nothing like that, oh, you can make them give as much as you want to give so you can get a fatter check. Church over rump somewhere on a stump. Get out of that pulpit. Amen. Old preacher said, I thought a preacher was 8 years old. My dad told me, if you can't get up and preach the truth, he said, you sit yourself down somewhere. Get out of that pulpit. Amen. All the preachers are saying the same thing during that age. But now they go to college and everything. They want a job and some good income. They're getting retirement payment and everything else. Amen. For the time will come that men will not endure sound doctrine. Paul said it, but they heap to themselves. Teachers have an itch in ears, and they shall turn their ears away from the truth and be turned unto fables. And now you got a lot of preachers now in the Church of Christ that are not preaching sound doctrine. Amen. People got to be converted. They got to be changed. They got to repent. They got to become faithful to the doctrine of Christ. And it will happen when you preach it. Amen. And live it. Amen. That's what the whole deal is going down now. Amen. Too many going to the colleges and stuff like that right now, even going to the colleges and trying to get a degree. And they got a degree. And they're going to tell the people what they want to hear and everything else to keep a job. You know, the Bible says preach the word. The education is in the Bible. Paul told us how to get that education. 2 Timothy chapter 4. He told us to study to show thyself approved unto whom? God. A workman that need not be ashamed, but one that can rightly divide the word of God. You got to study the Bible. And once you study the Bible, your education is in you. Because you've studied the Bible, you know what the scriptures are, you know what scripture goes with what scripture, you know the Old Testament and the New Testament, and a lot of New Testament evidence is there, and it's from the Old Testament. If you learn how to study and preach the Word of God, then you educated, amen? But you've got to know that. And then he said, love. It brings everything together. Preach and teach them to love. You'd love, amen? I've known a lot of wicked people in churches. Amen? But I didn't show no evil against them or nothing, hatred against them. I just loved them. Amen? I didn't run with them or nothing like that. I just did as God said do. I would that you would love one another as I have loved you. That's what us gospel ministers have to, and members of the Church of Christ must do. Amen? And let God change it. Amen? Because we know if you believe in the Bible, you're going to reap what you sow. Amen? I say, I got food and going crazy and can't only you're reaping. I know a lot of members who got on that dope and can't on. And they were Church of Christ people, men and women. And messed around there, and some dead, some in prison. And some still trying to recover and everything else going on right now. We've got to know your sins will find you out. Amen? The Bible says that. So that's why we're in there to preach the word. Once you preach it, don't worry about nothing. Amen? The power of the word of God. Amen. It changes people to help them convert. And then those that get converted, they'll see some of the folk that they knew better than you know what happened to them. Some get in prison, some die, some get sick all of their life. Amen. We've got to keep preaching the doctrine of Christ. Amen. And you're not a preacher for the money. You're not a preacher for the money. Amen. And you got a lot of guys coming out of college, hey, and it's for the money. I went to college and got a degree in Bible. Well, the only good degree you can get in Bible is in 2 Timothy chapter 4. You get one there. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, but can rightly divide or handle the word of truth. A lot of those older preachers way back in the day, those guys studied the Bible and they could quote many scriptures in the Bible. They learned how to apply them. Amen. They didn't have no degrees. Some they learned how to read. Maybe they finished the fifth, sixth grade, but they come out there and they studied that Bible, amen, and by those other books they helped them explain it, and they studied the Bible and know the Bible, the basic instructions of the Bible, and they could preach the doctrine of Christ. We've got to do it. And now folks don't too much want to hear the doctrine of Christ. Amen. When you get ready to close your sermon out and you go to HBRCV and you quote them or read them and you tell them what they got to do, they got to hear the word, believe the word, repent of their sins, amen. And then when you tell them what kind of sins that are in the Bible, you get to cut and pay heavy. Amen. You get to, if you get to talk about whoremongering, drug taking and carrying on, stealing, amen, you got to repent of all your sins, amen. And when you start naming those sins and preaching on those sins, a lot of folks get upset. A lot of them, I've seen them in when I'm preaching, going to the bathroom. They'll come back in when time to pick up the collection and the communion, amen. We've got to understand that the Bible told us and commanded us to preach the word. Be instant in season when they lack it, out of season when they don't lack it. Keep reproving them, rebuking them, exhorting them with all long suffering and doctrine. We're in an age now that people don't want to hear that. They're thinking themselves wise. They became professing themselves, brother, as Paul said in Romans chapter 1, professing themselves to be wise. They became fools. Yeah, you're preaching to a bunch of people now. A lot of people are fools because they have that education and wisdom they think they have. Amen. That's man's education and man's wisdom. The wisdom and understanding you need to get is out of the Bible. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman that need not be ashamed, but one that can rightly divide and handle the truth. And if you can handle the truth, amen, and divide the truth right, you definitely can deal with this so-called education on this earth. Amen. And so we've got to understand, keep preaching the word. Amen. And you're not in the ministers. We ministers are in it to do exactly what God said do. Amen. I've been told not to come back to some churches. I went in there preaching the truth. I didn't know they were doing them with hell up in the church. I went in there and went with the doctor, man, and they fired me. Amen. I've had several churches to fire me in time past. And if they want to fire me now, fine. Amen. And I noticed most of those churches, two of those churches closed down. Amen. Amen. I've been fired. A lot of them, but two of them closed completely down. Amen. We got to understand that God said, preach the word. Preach it when they lack it. Preach it when they don't lack it. Keep reproving them, rebuking them, exhorting them with all long suffering and doctrine. You're going to suffer for it, but God blesses you too. Amen. He blessed you because he told us and commanded us to preach the word of God. Amen. And you'd be surprised that a lot of people that you get converted. Amen. That's the only way they can go to heaven. Is that they must be converted. Now, we got educated preachers up there in the pulpits speaking all that educational stuff and not preaching our doctrine. Amen.
Oh,
no. To make them feel good. Give them definitions of words and sounding so educational. You got it in the Bible what to preach. You can just take every scripture about what God said do in the Bible and tell them where it is and read it and speak and preach it. Amen? Open up your Bible. Turn to here, turn to there, and read it.
Yeah.
Amen? Put it on the board, on that machine up there, and let them look at it and read it with you. He said, preach the word, not words. What you think and what you, the word of God. Preach it when they lack it and when they don't lack it. And some people don't want to preach on here. We got a lot of preachers don't preach on here. Amen. I've had people talk to me at the back door and shaking hands with them. Well, why do you always have that talking about hell? You know, I would tell them, but it come in my mind. Why you think you're with the church? You try not to go to hell, so I got to keep warning people. Me? Well, I got to preach the word. If I don't preach against hell and hellish things, something wrong with me. I need to sit my rump on the dump somewhere. Amen? You know, I'm not in the preaching the ministry for the money. If I was doing that, I wouldn't even have to call. I wouldn't be a Church of Christ preacher. You can make more money by not being a Church of Christ preacher, just out there taking folks' money. Amen.
Yeah.
And you got a lot of them guys out there slick and cool and everything, whoremongering up in the church and got big churches, with 6,000 or 7,000 people or more. 50,000 people up in some of the churches, amen? And they just taking that money, amen? That's all they're doing. They're doing anything they want to. We need to know that we have been commanded to preach the word. He said, be instant in season, out of season. Keep reproving them, rebuking them, exhorting them with all long suffering doctrine. For we're now in that age now. He said, the time will come, Paul said, that men will not endure sound doctrine. Amen?
Yeah.
I've been told many times, well, why are you preaching on hell? Isn't that why you're here? Amen. You're coming to the only church in the Bible, and you don't want to hear nothing about hell? Amen. Well, you must have a good desire to want to go to hell. And then sometimes you got people in the Church of Christ. I mean, when that dope was so bad, them kids and older people be coming there still high from Saturday night. Amen. The weekend, when Friday they get off from work and they're off Saturday and Sunday, so Friday night they get high, Saturday they get high, they come to church and they won't smoke in the Sunday morning, but they come in there high from Saturday night. Amen. We don't smoke all the way up to early Sunday morning, you know, about 2 or 3 o'clock on Saturday night. Amen. Come to church still half high. We got to keep preaching the doctrine of Christ. Amen. That's very important. That's very important. And we got a lot of converted people still left in the church. So we must continue to preach it, to keep encouraging them. Keep walking in the footsteps of Jesus. Amen.
Yeah.
You don't go this way but one time. You don't go this way but one time. How long that time is, we don't know. None of us know. Amen.
That's right.
So we got to keep doing the right thing. Amen.
Yeah.
So that God will bless us and that we'll end up in the glory land of heaven. Amen.
Yes,
Brother William. Brother Johnson.
Brother William, want to close it out?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Brother Paul.
Amen.
Johnson,
yes, sir.
We appreciate that discussion, that word of God.
Amen.
That
amen.
We appreciate you for your diligence and your steadfast and faithfulness in preaching truth.
Amen.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, who are part of our radio listening audience. Tonight, we ask the question. We ask you a question. We haven't had any takers on that question. But we still want to know, where did your church, where did your faith, where did your religious name and doctrine, where did it come from?
Amen.
Who started it?
Amen.
When did it start? Does the Bible say so?
Amen.
We put that challenge out.
Amen.
We do it continually.
Amen.
Meantime, we want you to know, if you have any questions, if you need to know anything about the gospel we teach, be free, feel free to ask us questions.
Amen.
Call us
with
questions.
Amen.
We'll give you the word of God.
That's me.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Brother Brown, for moderating our program tonight, as always.
Amen.
And may we
yes.
continue in this endeavor, preaching the gospel around the world on this broadcast.
Amen.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for us to conclude our program tonight. We want to encourage all of those who are with us to come and be with us again.
Amen.
On next Tuesday night, the Lord willing, the Church of Christ will again present a radio gospel broadcast.
Amen.
The gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
The Bible, the basic instruction before leaving earth.
That's it.
Yeah.
We welcome you to be with us next Tuesday night, same time, either on the telephone or on the computer. At 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Amen.
Whatever time
Amen.
That is in your time zone, be here. We'll share with you another message of the gospel from the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen.
May God bless all of us until we have the opportunity again. Let us pray. God,
yes.
we thank you for
Amen.
Today. We thank you for
Amen.
This. Podcast. We thank you for the ministers who have shared the word of truth. We thank you, dear God, for all of those who are participants in this broadcast as listeners
Amen.
And as those who are concerned about the welfare of their soul.
Amen.
Righteous God, bless us to continue in the faith of the gospel.
Amen.
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 We pray, dear God, that some honest heart
Mm-hmm.
has heard a message tonight,
Amen.
Has been encouraged
Amen.
In
yes.
the spirit to seek out to do your will,
Amen.
To seek out the minister and the assembly of the Church of Christ in their community,
Amen.
And
Amen.
Obey the gospel, be baptized into Christ for the salvation of their souls, from eternal damnation and hell.
Amen.
That they might receive the removal of past sins and the forgiveness of sin to keep us safe from eternal death.
Amen.
Thank you, dear God. The devil is upset tonight. We know it. We're going to
yes.
keep on preaching him.
Amen.
We're going to keep him on the run.
Amen. Amen.
Whenever he shows his ugly head, we're going to preach the truth, because only the truth will set us free.
That's it.
From the condemnation of hell through
Amen.
Thank you for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He made it possible that every man, every soul that desires to be saved can be free from their sin.
Amen.
Amen.
Be with us until we meet again.
Yes. Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Good night, brethren.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, brethren.